Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
SansPants Radio, your GP is full of lies.
This episode is brought to you by Easton Francis and Ben Smith, who are 10 out of 10, A+, would bang. They donated on our Patreon account, and so can you. Cheers, boys.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the 2015 season of Shut Up A Second. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Zoe Bellotta.
And I'm Joel Dusho.
And today's topic, believe it or not, is space. But you... Pew! Pshh! Now, who can guess what the sounds we were making
were? Lasers.
Mine was supposed to be a star.
Oh, mine was lasers.
Going across the sky. I don't know what douches was.
Mine was psh.
No.
It was psh when a shuttle is taken off, but after the rocket noises, then it's just like the sound of the...
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
No. You know what I mean.
I do. Like,
because
there's a psh as shit gets removed.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the sound.
Yeah,
that
was
the sound.
Good. No, hey, good.
Hey.
Uh-huh.
So usually to get to space, you take a space shuttle, which is why we all made those noises, except for yours, because that was a star, apparently.
Like going across the sky.
Just going across the sky.
Pew!
Oh, okay. Yeah, no. I'm glad you repeated it. It all makes sense to me now. It doesn't. Anyway, so yeah, we usually take a shuttle into space.
Correct. You're not wrong.
Do you know what I think would make space better?
Hmm?
If we picked another way to go into space.
Boats.
Like, if you could...
Boats?
Boats.
Boats is a good answer.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah. No, don't. See, you're thinking about it like a cunt. You're thinking about it like, you're thinking about it like oxygen and stuff. Don't worry.
Okay, so, like, we're getting into space, but there's no rules.
There's no rules. Because...
A ladder.
Both good
Your
answers.
Arms will be tired.
Yeah.
You're all rowing into space. You're not going to be tight.
I was imagining like Viking ship.
Yeah, that's rowing still.
If you're like, I was imagining a
or
cruise ship.
Or you got
ship.
The guy playing the drums.
Yeah, I'm that guy.
Your arms are going to be sore.
Boom, boom.
Everyone on your ship is going to be very buff.
By the time they reach the moon, they'll have such big triceps and biceps they can just beat the shit out of any moon warriors.
Moon warriors and comets.
That's why they're so strong. So if a comet tries to break your ship, they can just punch it away.
And that's my dream. That's the dream.
That's what you want.
Also, Zoe's answer is a lot better than yours because your ladder will end at some point. Like, you're just getting into space, and then what? Zoe can row the fuck to the moon if she wants, or row the fuck to Jupiter.
No, my ladder
Jupiter.
Is infinite, and it goes all the way to
no,
the end.
No, it gets to the... top of the ladder, and then he just like stands on the top and leans back, and because there's no gravity, it just switches.
Yes! Oh my god, that's so cool! Flip it around, climb again, flip it around, climb again.
Zoe, I was on team you, and you've just fucked yourself because now I'm on board with the ladder option.
How good that is that? My idea.
I could get but it was my ladder. I could get to the end. I could see the moon. I could be like, flip it around, climb, because there's no direction in space. I could turn it on its side and climb onto the moon.
Well, my dream is very similar to both of yours, sort of.
How is something similar to both a boat and a ladder?
Ladders.
Mine is also a thing that's not suited for space, but I'm going to fucking ride it into space anyway. A horse.
How did I not know that it was going to be a horse?
No, seriously though. Imagine just like me in a cowboy outfit instead of a cowboy. No, we're still a cowboy hat, but like, astronaut helmet with a cowboy hat on top of the helmet. just riding through a desert, Just riding on earth through a desert. And then all of a sudden my horse is just at 45 degrees and I'm just riding through the sky.
That is pretty
just
beautiful.
Just chuffing off into space.
Chuffing through the idea of you being like, it's like the, you're going through the atmosphere and it's like all hot around you. Like this big fucking, what do you call it? Like you're...
Oh yeah, like that heat.
Like that heat bubble.
The heat bubble, like when a thing's re-entering the atmosphere in movies.
Yeah, but just
always
around
like,
you on a
atmospheric
horse.
Atmospheric pressure.
That one. No.
Yep. No, not that, but... Re-entry heat.
Like, I guess it's entry because you're going into space. Does that mean I'll have it when I'm climbing the ladder? Yes. I'll just get to a point and it'll just be like,
you're like, this is hot.
It's just so warm.
Yeah, like I'm not burning into ash. I'm just very sweaty. And then get out of the atmosphere and I'm just like, oh, I'm just going to take a break.
You just pour yourself a glass of water and the water just floats into space. Like, oh, well.
That's okay. And Zoe's boat would have the same thing.
Yeah, I like to imagine that you'll be, there's also a spaceship taking off neck into space, and then they just look out the window and I'm just riding past on a horse. Might give him a bit of a wave.
Yes.
They'll wave back. It'll be great. And then me and my horse can just live together in space.
Zoe, the issue with yours is that I don't know if they'll be able to hear you yell stroke, because I don't think there's any sound in space. You'll just be like,
we'll figure it out. I'll just be doing this.
They'll know. Waving your arms.
Yeah, oh my God, like, oh, it's like, I'll show the audience what I mean.
See, this is the problem. So the audience didn't hear anything for a second and they were confused. So your boat people, your rowers.
They'll have the visual of it.
Yeah, that's true. What if one of them is sleepy and they close? No, because if they're sleepy, then they can't row.
What if
asleep?
One of them is sleepy? What if your horse gets cancer? What if my ladder is snakes?
Which we all know is the opposite of ladders.
Yes. Board games
on the thing
anything.
Wheel, snakes are opposite ladders.
What's the opposite of a horse?
Probably a river.
Solid answer.
And the opposite of a boat is music. On the thing wheel. Like, you know, artists, they have like a wheel and they're
it's
like, oh, I can't.
The wheel of life.
Yeah, the wheel of life, horse, river, ladder, snakes, music, boat. That's just how it works.
Zoe's boat has a drum on it, though, so that's bringing opposites attract. You can bring a horse to water,
but you can't make it space
because of opposites.
Does that mean okay? Could
the scary
I write...
thing is that made so much sense to me, but it shouldn't have.
You could probably take a river into space. Rivers being the opposite of horses. Like you could float up a river into space.
Oh, a waterfall.
You said that with such childlike wonder.
Oh, a waterfall.
Like you're sitting in like one of those like don't... No. Like there's donut floaty. You know,
yeah,
there's...
I know what you mean. Floaty donuts.
Yeah.
Float nuts.
I'm really struggling with words to describe what I mean for people that don't. Those floatable things that's like... Look like
donuts.
A donut.
Floatable is just a funny word. Excuse me, is this floatable?
Yeah, before,
inflatable?
Excuse me, sir. I just want to know, is it floatable?
Before I purchase this grand piano, I just want to know one thing.
Is it floatable?
Is it floatable?
Why did that guy get significantly more... Is it floatable?
Oh, geez.
Zoe, were you taking a piano into space because music is the opposite of a boat? Any of you straddling a piano, rocketing up?
Please, I would be playing like a sweet electric guitar solo and just float up into space.
Yeah. Nah, you made a mistake.
Stairway to Heaven.
You've made a mistake. Yes. Because if you play music into, like if you play a sick guitar solo into space, you're going into the sun.
Yeah, there's no other way that can go.
Burn bright.
Yeah, burn bright.
You'll be playing a slick solo and you just shoot straight into the sun. You'll probably shoot out the other side.
You'll power slide out of the sun.
Just have, take my sunglasses off just for a second. Be like, wink.
I feel like you'll have Cyclops eyes when you take off your sunglasses off the sun. Just shoot lasers. And the lasers just spell out good time in the sky. Because you're having a good time because you just fucking shredded your way into space.
Rock and roll!
Yeah, like Zoe's at a rock concert and she's like, it's like guitar solo finale and she just starts going up and everyone in the crowd's like, what?
And they look up and they can see that burning thing. Yeah, and then 20 minutes later, they'll just see lasers come down to earth and just good time.
That was the best show I ever saw.
So I got a question for you guys, and this is a question that puzzles me because I don't know much about space travel. Oh, okay.
Luckily, both Jackson and I know 90,
I've 100%. I've been to space 10 times.
Yeah. All right, so this is my issue, and I've actually, had this question since I was a kid, and no one that I've asked has, so my dad hasn't been able to explain it to me.
Okay, let's go.
Let's do what your dad can't.
All right. So we leave in rockets, and we go in our rocket, and I'm assuming there's a straightforward trajectory.
Yes.
What if we go in the opposite direction?
What do you mean?
Sorry?
So let's like just...
You can you can steer spaceships.
No, no, I know, I understand that, but let's just imagine like...
So we don't leave from Houston. We leave from the opposite of Houston.
No, no, no. Yeah, kind of.
Uluru. We leave from Uluru. Is that what you mean?
Just imagine. All right, like...
Okay, I'm picturing...
Earth is a circle.
Earth is a sphere.
Urkel's a
circle.
Urkel circles.
Yes.
The new sitcom by CBS.
So, sphere. And say, just hypothetically, mm-hmm. we've all been heading in one direction.
Okay. Uh-huh.
So, we've all been leaving from one point and mm-hmm. going that way, and that's how we've been exploring space
uh-huh.
in the past.
Are you like... saying what's below Earth?
Yes.
Zoe, are you... I can't...
I can explain this to you very well. Earth is rotating.
Mm-hmm. All the time.
All mm-hmm. the time.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, we have... It's not... Okay, no, I can see why your dad struggled to explain this, because it's such a dumb concept. Solar system. Sun's in yeah. the middle. Earth rotating around the sun. Earth yeah. also rotating on its own axis.
Yeah.
So when we go into space, we're not just going into the one direction the whole time. Also,
it's not like, man, there's all these planets out to the forward of us. What's behind us?
Apart from this.
That's not, no, because the thought process for this is, like, the furthest we've ever gotten is Jupiter.
Uh-huh.
Like, or we just passed, like, the solar system. Yeah. We just got out of the solar system. Like,
uh-huh.
Okay, I'm getting, like, shaken heads.
Go on.
I don't think
on.
Anything we've launched from Earth has ever left the solar system, but I feel like we may
no,
have
it has.
Gotten...
Little probes have.
Yeah, we've gotten out of the solar system.
Okay.
And they've gone in one direction, and they're heading in that one direction. But what if at the same time we released another probe that went in the opposite direction? Why didn't we do that?
Okay, because, again, you're thinking of it like a straight line. It's not. It's not a straight line.
Okay.
Space isn't... It's not like...
Well, that's just not fuel efficient then.
I no, sort like, of know what you mean.
Yeah.
Like, it makes a bit of sense, but also not at all because you're forgetting that shit is orbiting as well, right?
Yeah.
Because
the sun's in the middle. So if we shoot something the other way, it's just going into the sun.
You see?
Gotcha.
Yeah, like, so we could. We will see Venus, then we will see Mercury, then we will die a fiery death in the sun. Or guitar solo through it.
Yes. Good times.
Thank you for explaining that. No worries. Feel like a dick.
I mean, look.
It's a fair enough question. Like, it's still hard for me to wrap my head around.
Kind of want to draw a diagram.
Hang on. There's a pen
just,
and paper.
No, see, here's what you don't understand, Zoe, is that it's just the same.
Okay.
It's just the same going out in either direction. There's an asteroid belt, and what they mean by belt is that it circles our solar system.
Okay.
Right? Now I'm confused and frightened. Just a second, listeners. Joel Dusher is drawing a diagram for us lucky people.
Okay.
Yeah, I get it. We're going to the sun. I understand
No,
now.
Okay. So you're imagining it like this. What I've drawn is the sun.
Zoe's solar system.
The sun and four planets in a line. But it's not like that.
Yeah.
It's like all over the place.
All right. I get it.
And yeah. The asteroid belt is a belt.
Saying that if we every time we shoot off a rocket in one direction, we should shoot off an opposite rocket, just in case.
Just to see.
But they'll use the Earth's orbit. They'd probably just crash into each other.
That's true. They'd be like, Zoe, you are fired from NASA.
Zoe, you must have lied pretty hard on your resume. Like, I get a call. It's like, hi, this is Dr. Robert, astrophysicist from NASA.
Thank God I got into the astrophysics field. Otherwise, dick if I'm a bricklayer.
Hi, this is Dr. Robert Bricklayer, the astrophysicist from NASA. We just had a resume from one Zoe Bellotta. She's listed to you as a reference as also working at NASA. You said she's perfect for the job. Definitely. You should give her the position. What position is she going for? Oh, lead designer and decides which way our rockets go, lady. I'm like, yeah, she's perfect.
She's our directional planner.
Directional planner.
Yeah, no, she'd be the perfect woman for the job. Yeah,
she knows,
absolutely.
She understands space at just such a level of complexity that no one
mind,
will ever get
I don't
get
know
it.
Why, Dusha, but in my mind, we were building like a a tower with children's blocks when you like, like, I was just imagining you on the phone and I'm in the background balancing a block.
I'm like, so,
what was that about? You're like, oh, I don't know. How's that tower look?
Looking pretty sick. Sweet. And then we high five and then we keep building a tower.
Costs NASA millions.
Billions, I'm like, maybe?
Douche, I think that was your fault.
Like, no, it was fine. I handled myself well.
How my ladder to space, the difficulty there is that building a ladder that big and then propping it up is going to be so hard.
Heavy.
I guess if you had two rockets on the top of the ladder that just pulled it up.
But it would be really hard to make a straight ladder because the Earth is spherical.
True.
You'd have this weird little curved ladder.
I would be doing like a weird...
And because it's the Earth's curve, you're going to sort of be just climbing around Earth eventually.
The moment it gets into space, it's just gonna circle around Earth and I'll just be forever climbing in orbit. That's the best because that means fucking satellites are gonna have to learn to avoid me. I'll be like, oh, hello Foxtel satellite, how you doing?
And it'd be funny because, like, you'll see the International Space Station be like, I'm getting close. And everyone's just, like, they're looking out the window being like, what a fucking idiot.
I like to imagine Dusha's horse getting tangled in my ladder and Zoe's boat just crashing into it. And I'd finally climb around to you guys. And I'd be like, I am so sorry.
It's all right. I'd still be fueled by my own stokedness and get into space just self-propelled.
What, you'd abandon the dead weight that is your horse.
The dead horse that you just killed with your ladder.
And you just rock into space on your own joy.
Don't worry, I'm having such a fucking good time.
I feel like Zoe and her Vikings are just gonna chase me around the ladder for eternity. Jackson, you fuck!
Yeah!
They'll catch you though, because they're gonna have huge arms. Although you're also gonna have huge arms and legs, because you've been climbing a ladder for years.
But once you got...
Can you sweat in space? Because you're going to be sweating.
I was going to say, once you're out of space and there's no gravity, like climbing on the ladder wouldn't be hard.
It'd be so easy. I could just propel myself forward.
But that's still going to use energy. Like pulling yourself. I know that you're not as heavy.
I wonder if I just pushed myself off once, if I could just circle around the ladder for the rest of my life.
Maybe.
Jackson Bailey in orbit.
Jackson Bailey satellite.
Satellite. I like to think Foxtel or like Telstra just is going to approach me and be like, can we just put stuff on you?
Constantly,
I guess, whatever.
Also, they've approached you while you're in space. They climbed up your ladder to come speak to you.
Do you mind just holding our Wi-Fi router?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not doing much else. I'm just floating here. Can you let me back down? No. Climb down the ladder. No, we can't.
No, you've made your bed. Lie in it.
That'd be great. And then, like, if an alien race is coming to me, I'll be like, I just turn around. All right. Okay, so I want to talk about ancient Egyptian mythology, because history is ancient.
Great.
Egyptian. They
That's the only
held
history
the
I know.
Belief. You don't, they're like, what happened yesterday, Dushi? You're like, I don't know, but I could tell you what pharaohs did. They held the belief that a dung beetle moved the sun across the sky.
Oh, I totally heard that.
Right? Because a scarab, everybody's like, oh my.
I fucking know all these facts.
About ancient Egyptians and that's it.
Because, you know, people are like, oh my God, scarabs. How fucking mysterious. This is a dung beetle. This is a poo beetle, guys. But yeah, it moved the sun across the sky like poo. So, because, you know, a dung beetle, what it does is it gets on its front legs. It puts its back legs on a big ball of, like, dung and just rolls it across the plains, taking it home for whatever reason.
I always felt it kind of offensive to call dung beetles. That's like calling you shitface.
Yeah, but...
That would be like calling you shitface if you ate shit.
Yeah,
exactly. They are beetles who are implicitly associated with dung. But my question is...
Your face is sort of associated with shit in my head.
You look at me and you're like, poo. I'm thinking of poo, Jackson. But like, what ancient Egyptian looks at a beetle rolling dung and is like, I reckon that's what happens in the sky. I reckon the sun is poo.
A smart, smart Egyptian.
A man cleverer than all of us.
I just think I can think of a better thing to propel the sun through the sky than a beetle that's job is to carry poo. Let's be honest.
Okay, what's your theory on how the sun got there?
A bird is carrying it to its babies, but its babies are dead, so it's carrying it forever.
That's a tragic tale. I like, feel bad for this bird.
Like, the bird's like, oh, it's like a giant space bird, and it's like, I'm grabbing the sun, I'm taking it across the sky to my babies in a nest, but its babies died, so it's forever taking it across the sky. I think that's better than a dung beetle thinks the sun is poo and carries it across the sun.
It's kind of magical, though, that ancient Egyptians just assumed that the one thing that's keeping us alive was a big old ball of shit.
And I'm fairly sure pharaohs, like, they worshipped the sun, right?
They're like, sick shit, man.
See that big poo? The
that's
scarabs
actually
moving?
Where we get the saying, sick shit, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Like, hey, that's some sick shit.
From pharaohs. How would you, why do you think? What mythological reason can you come up with? What animal is the best for taking the sun across the sky?
What animal is the best? Because my reason didn't have anything to do with animals, but then you fucked me halfway through your sentence, you piece of shit.
Come on.
That's why I call you shit face, man.
what was your reason?
My reason was that, like, one day on Earth.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact. You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
A magician, not a wizard. A magician.
A magician, like parlatrix style?
Parlatrix guy.
Yeah.
Was like, it's a bit too cold and dark out here. So he just pulled this thing out of his sleeve, chuffed it off into the sky. It was the sun.
So your mythology is that a magician had a sun up his arm and put it in the sky because he was chilly.
Yes.
I think that's just as dumb as a beetle moving poo.
More magical, though.
Does that mean that you're worshipping magicians, or are you just quite thankful for them? For
I'm just quite thankful for that one.
Yeah, like, oh, cheers, mate.
Because it would be dark all the time otherwise.
What about you, Zoe?
Although I like nighttime, so hey, maybe I'm not happy with magicians.
Ancient China was known for their love of their fireworks.
Works.
Yes.
Ancient China and their love for fireworks. Once shot a firework so far up into the sky that it became the sun.
See, that's okay, but it also means that there was no sun until China, like ancient China, until they invented fireworks before they invented the sun.
Yep.
I like yours the best.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. Same, especially because it means that that one guy that made the sun is pretty chuffed with himself. He's like, my firework is, there is literally no doubt that I had the best firework because it is now the sun.
And some other piece of shit's like, oh, I don't know, mine looked pretty cool. And it's like, really?
Mine spelled out like fucking good times. Yeah.
Is yours the sun? Well, no. Well, yeah. Kind of winning in this fireworks competition.
That we call life.
That'd have to be a pretty fucking good firework.
Probably the best mankind has ever made.
And now it's funny to imagine a dung beetle moving a firework across the sky. I like that douches had, like, no... Like, Zoe's makes a bit of sense.
Like, it could be...
Like, it could be a myth.
It sounds like a story that, yeah...
People could make up. Douches was like, a guy had a sun and he put it in the sky.
No, he pulled, like, a seed out of his sleeve and threw that into the sky and it became the sun.
Oh, well, that's so much more reasonable.
Not an entire sun up his sleeve.
Well, that's what it sounded like. You were like, yeah, guy, yeah. Magician, put
Sorry,
the sun in the sky.
Because I was thinking about it rather than
like if
saying
you're like,
it.
Jackson, what would your myth be? And I'd be like, oh, a guy put the sun there. Just a guy
Welcome
did it.
Welcome to most religions. Just like, hey, a guy did that.
Yeah, just some dude. Just some dude put the sun in the sky. Don't blame him. Don't judge him.
Don't be a hater.
Don't be a hater on the
Haters
sun.
Haters gonna hate.
Yes.
I think the dung beetle is going to bake.
And I'm just going to cake.
Taylor Swift. I think the dung beetle moves the moon as well. I like that in ancient times, the sun and the moon, people were like, this is like all part of the same thing. Like, it's basically the same. And now we're like, nah, moon's like shit compared to the sun. Back in ancient mythology, it's like the sun and the moon are like opposites. And now we're like, not even the same fucking ballpark, mate.
Not even. The moon is like a 2 out of 10. The sun's like a 12.
Like, I, you know, the sun is this fucking... The moon is a piece of shit. Like, in the celestial... in the solar system... The moon, who the fuck is he?
Yeah.
The moon thinks he's great. He's like, hey, everyone, I'm the moon. And then, like, Jupiter's moons, all 28 of them, are like, yep, so are we, buddy. And one of us has water on it, and you've just got a bunch of dust.
Although, I'm going to jump in for Team Moon here, because I feel like he's getting kind of the shit end of the stick.
Yeah.
The moon.
Defend the moon.
Okay,
bitch.
I will defend the moon. So notice how you just called Jupiter's moons, moons.
Yeah.
Our moon is literally called... The moon. It's so fucking sick that everything that has a moon is named after that moon. The moon.
That is pretty fucking good.
It also
so
controls
do all moons.
Water, which you just answered before I finished saying it.
I am that sorry.
Wow. What
the? Jackson Bailey discovers he's psychic on air. It happened, guys. That was not scripted. I am a psychic man. So have you got space facts for us?
Yeah, we need to get out of this. You need to get out of my brain. There's only space for one man in here.
There's only space.
And that man is beautiful.
Beautiful Joel D.
Oh, I thought it was me.
Beautiful Joel.
I don't know why I thought there was only room for me in your brain.
So there are giant pools of water in space.
Can we swim in them?
Well, they're just kind of like floating. Like, you know how when we see space movies and you see like the little blobs of water just floating around? So that's happening, but it's like... The one that they found has 140 trillion times the amount of water found on Earth in one little blob floating
what
in space.
The fuck!
Imagine if that hit Earth. We'd be very wet.
We would be soaking.
So hydrated.
Just like as you see it coming, you have to open your mouth. Ah! Dead. If water
but
came through our atmosphere.
Was quenched.
But you're like,
if that giant water thing hit the sun, what would win?
The sun, probably, the, probably sun. The sun. I don't know how big the sun is. Maybe the water. That'd be a shame if you just looked up at the sky one day and you could just hear and you're like, uh-oh.
It's going to get dark real quick.
Oh, dear me.
So Saturn's moon Titan has plenty of evidence of organic chemicals in its atmosphere. It means that it could maintain life.
What kind?
Our life, dick.
Whoa. Our life, you fuck. Get out. I didn't know. Maybe you meant like gas men or something.
No, organic material, like organic chemicals.
So like we could breed sheep. We could turn, which moon was it? Phobos?
Titan.
Titan. We could turn Titan into a farm. Like a
well, that means
farm.
Like we could move there, theoretically.
There's a lot of us and I don't think it's that big.
No, but I'm saying that theoretically, like we could have like a colony
the
there.
The best of our humanity can be sent there.
Sans
and
pants.
Have a comedy.
Sans pants moon.
Aww.
I like that you found that sweet. Oh, how nice.
We'd have our own moon.
We would be not seeing
there
each other very
about,
much. It's a big moon.
Yeah. And also there's like 400 girls in sans pants and 3 dudes. We got our work cut out for us.
I didn't think we were repopulating the moon or populating
it. I just assumed because that's what colonies do.
I didn't know. I thought we were just living there. Like it was our new house.
Okay, no, I'm cool with that.
It's like a holiday place.
Hey guys, do you want to jump on my ladder and we'll go to the moon?
It's cool, man. I'm taking my horse.
Okay. I got my Vikings.
Everybody else is in Zoe's boat. Yeah.
Everyone's rowing except Zoe.
Dum, 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 dum.
It's going to be funny the moment you hit like the atmosphere or like the moment you hit a vacuum.
Yeah.
You hit
so what it's like boom, boom, boom.
Nothing. Yeah. Actually, that's a really strange concept. I mean, like it will never ever happen to anyone because you literally can't just chuff off into space without any protection or a space shuttle.
So like Zoe was doing her guitar thing where it's like...
Yeah, just to go from...
Hello! That was like coming back.
It's like I'm back.
I'm back, bitches. You wouldn't know.
For an encore.
Imagine you rocketing down, power sliding through the atmosphere and landing and making this crater and just sliding across us just like dirt goes everywhere.
And flames and beautiful...
Rams. That's metal. Rams are metal, right?
Yeah, I feel like if I went...
And they said grands, and I was like...
Granny's a metal. Yeah, like everyone's
metal
gonna...
as fuck.
Yeah, no, Rams, I imagine...
Manor is metal as fuck.
I can imagine if I saw, like, a metal band play, and then they just brought out two Rams to headbutt each other, I'd be into it.
What about if it was two Nans to headbutt each other?
Also into it.
You'd be like, this is... I mean, I'm down, but...
I'm confused about how they got to this point, but I'm glad they did.
I'm happy.
Hmm.
In spacesuits. in the helmet, the oxygen is actually circulating around. That's so that the condensation doesn't build up and the glass fogs up, which I think is pretty disappointing because nothing would be funnier than having like a little windscreen wiper at the top.
Yes.
It would also be pretty funny because if it got condensation, someone just like, hang on, I'll just need to flip
just wipe it. Hey, does that mean that like all my breath is coming back? What if I fart? What if I fart in a spacesuit, guys?
You've made a mistake.
I'm just like, I got to go back inside.
Hold it in.
Hold it in, fart when you get back in. Everybody opens up the door to get back.
No, that's how you propel yourself back into the space shuttle.
I don't think there's a little flap to let your fart out. I think we've talked about exposing our genitals to space before, but what if you just exposed your butt? Airtight butt for your butt.
Then your rectum just comes out, like your insides come outside.
Like if I'm like, hey guys, watch this. You're like, you Jackson, you fucking idiot.
That's what I'd be saying if you hadn't just died because you can't hear me anymore because you're dead.
Yep. Yes.
So theoretically, if we fell as human beings, fell into a black hole, we would stretch so thin we'd be like little people spaghettis.
That's awesome. Then if you collected us and put us in a bowl and put some marinara sauce, would we be like edible?
Spaghetti marinara. Fuck, why can't I say that word? Say
marinara.
It again. Marinara. There we go.
Now it sounds wrong.
Say it again.
Marinara.
Spaghetti marinara.
What the fuck's wrong with you? Does that mean that... Wait,
my
hang
tongue
on.
Doesn't fit in my mouth, guys.
What's good to have long?
Spaghetti?
Other than a penis. Because if you spaghettified your wang, it's just very thin and long.
You were going to ask what I'm going to spaghettify, so yeah. I guess saying spaghetti doesn't really work. Pasta.
Go away.
Fettuccine.
Oh, long gnocchi would be the best.
Oh my god, long gnocchi. It'd be like eating a tube of potatoes.
Potatoes. That's also in it. French fries.
I feel like it's not
why
worth
it. Why are we just going to food? I'm pretty hungry. I think that's probably why.
I think that spaghettifying food would be too much. Like, I don't want to get that close to a black hole to spaghettify something. I can just roll it out here. Or stretch it or whatever.
I don't know. I feel like gnocchi might be good enough to spaghettify by getting close to a black hole.
Yeah, but here's the issue, Dusha. Like, okay, so you rock up on your horse and you take out a bit of gnocchi and you hold it near the black hole and it starts to spaghettify and then your hand starts and you're like, oh no.
Oh no.
And me and Zoe are watching from our ladder and boat and we're like, you fucking idiot.
I didn't know he was Mr. Fantastic.
And then I get sucked into another dimension then come out later. And then just ride back to Earth, and then I have a sweet beard. You're like, guy, and then to be like two of me because I've actually traveled back in time rather than forward.
Whoa, you've made this a complicated scenario.
And I have long gnocchi and one long arm.
You have a single long gnocchi.
And so I just keep
if
doing it.
If we put Joel into a black hole and he came out like spaghetti, we could knit him into a sweater.
Oh my god, we could. We could wear you, Dusha.
Honestly, I'm fine with that.
Imagine just wearing Dusha and I would get you to help me make decisions. I'd be like, what do I want for dinner? And you'd be like, I don't know, maybe Italian. I'd be like, thank you, Dusha sweater.
I'd be a really warm sweater.
You would be, would skin be warm?
It'd be weird.
No. Don't worry about just skin in general. Just imagine wearing me.
You're a warm guy.
It's a Buffalo Bills style.
No, don't wear my skin. Just in a sweater. Zoe, don't make this weird.
Oh, yeah, I'm the one. I started this conversation, so it's not like I'm the one making it weird.
Yeah, I'd wear a Dusha sweater. If I could get several of you by traveling through the black hole at different times and make a whole outfit, like Dusha pants, Dusha shoes, Dusha little booties.
Oh, Dusha little booties.
Oh, Dusha little booties.
So cute.
I'm very on board with all of this.
And they'd all talk to each other. They'd be like, wear Jackson's clothes. Yep.
Fuck this guy. Nah, just kidding. I'm into this.
This is all right. It's
Jackson,
okay.
Like, Dusha pants is like, I have to smell his butt.
You would have to be on my butt, Dusha.
Nah, I think my face, because it would face out. I feel like I'd probably be on like a knee.
So it'd be like my ball sack would be like just in the back of your head, kind of.
Nah.
This is hard to visualize.
Sitting on your shoulder.
Yeah.
No, because I feel like if you're wearing pants, like my face wouldn't be on your crotch or your butt. I'd prefer to be located like on a knee.
Okay, I kind of want your face central on every item I wear.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So like face is on the back of my hands on the gloves, on the top of my feet, on my crotch, on my chest, in the middle of the beanie I'm wearing of you.
Okay, you know I'm fine.
I feel like the chatter would keep me up and I'd throw you out.
Or just don't wear all of me at once.
Then it feels like I'm defeating the purpose. They'd be like, Jess, don't you have douche and mittens? I'd be like, yeah. They'd be like, why are you wearing them now? Like, it's a hot day.
I've been singing We Are the Champions for 6 weeks.
We are the champions!
Of space.
Of space! I'd have to spaghettify each one of you. What a nightmare.
I also like that I don't think I've ever sung that song in front of you guys. I mean, I'm pretty sure I have sometime in my life.
It's very easy to imagine you singing it.
That's the douche theme song.
Yeah.
But it's not we, it's I.
I am the champion.
I am the champion, you can't.
Of space.
Boom,
boom.
And I'll keep on chuffing off into space.
As clothes.
Space clothes.
How about our space films in?
Space films in. What?
Has there been space in films?
Yes, there's lots of space in
which
films.
Which ones?
Which space? The outer space. The
Oh, good. The outer space. Yeah. All right, thank God. Give me one.
Space Jam. It's got space in the title.
And Interstellar? Looney Tunes in it as well.
Interstellar? Doesn't have space in the title or Looney Tunes in it, so it doesn't really count.
Interstellar space.
Interstellar space. Well, space is pretty stellar. Interstellar has stellar
in
it. I
wish all space movies had space. Space gravity.
See, the thing about gravity, though, Jackson, is it doesn't exist in space.
Well, that's the...
It's a real kicker about that film.
Of that film. No, what's a, give me one move? A Space Jam?
Yeah, but I don't want to talk about Space Jam. I want to talk about a very ultra-specific scene in a film that I know Zoe has seen, and I'm hoping that at least 5% of our listeners have seen, but I'm not holding my breath.
Okay.
Inside Llewyn Davis.
I've not
seen it. Not a film about space.
Not a film about space. A film about the 60s music folk scene. It's very good. It's directed by the Coen Brothers. They make great films. This is probably my favorite film of theirs.
Okay.
There is one scene in the film where Llewyn Davis, titular Llewyn Davis.
Played by the beautiful Oscar Isaac.
Who were inside. Mm-hmm. Is it like Pixar's upcoming Inside Out?
Yes. It's a direct, if you've seen the trailer for that film, you've actually already seen Inside Llewyn Davis.
That sounds sick as hell.
Anyway, so there's a scene where he's a down on his luck musician. Well, that's the whole film, but he's down on his luck musician, and one of his friends is like, hey, I've got this song I've written.
Played by Justin Timberlake, his best friend.
He's like, hey, I've written this song. It's called Please, Mr. Kennedy.
Okay.
We're going to record it with my other good friend, Adam Driver.
From Girls and the new Star Wars film.
Thank you. Oscar Isaac is also in.
I said Oscar Isaac before.
Yeah, but he's also in the new Star Wars film.
Yeah, that is true.
So,
okay.
Hey, this is all leading back. All signs are pointing to space, except for JT, who, well, his
just a
attractiveness.
Star.
Yeah.
Oh!
Hey, space.
Space.
Anyway, so with this song, Please, Mr. Kennedy, he gets a recording studio, and the song is about just bunch of dudes that are being shot into space but just really don't want to go, so they're just pleading with the president to be like, hey, how do you just keep us on Earth? Space isn't for us. So it's very funny to think that in the 60s, I know this isn't a real thing that happened, but in the 60s people just being like, they're gonna fucking send us to space. I don't want to go. I'm having a good time
that
on
happened
Earth.
To the dog in Russia.
Laika
bitch.
He got shot into space. Laika bitch.
Just to clarify, the scene that Douche is talking about, the song, and it isn't about guys being shot into space. It's actually about the theoretical moon landing that hadn't happened yet and the worry about actually sending anyone into outer space and landing on the moon.
It's about being worried about going to space. I've fucking listened to an entire interview about it. Originally, the song was going to be about people being shipped to Vietnam, and the Coen Brothers are like, that's too serious. So they're like, what if it's just really funny to be people being really paranoid of... Yeah, like the moon landing is what they're talking about because like the space race had started to happen, but they're like, they're going to ship us off to space. That's scary.
It would be frightening if they were like, hey, if I was like, hey guys, hey, how you doing? I'm sending you both to space tomorrow.
Yeah.
You'd be nervous.
Yeah.
Zoe would be like, I'd be like, no way. You better not be fucking me here.
That's really funny to imagine you both like rocketing up, sitting next to each other, and Zoe just like, whatever, eating chips, and you're like, yeah! Like, Zoe, we're on the moon! Zoe's like, I don't care, douche, I just want to go home. The moon! Oh, well.
I feel like because you know how, like, when people go to space, they realize everything's really meaningless because they see how small Earth is in the grand scale of things. Yeah. I would not have that issue just because I'm like, this is my home now. You guys
the
are
moon,
all insignificant.
The moon forever sings, I am the champion.
I like, am the champion.
Zoe comes back, I'm like, where the fuck is douche? And just like turn on our cameras. I am the champion. You can't.
Boom. Boom.
We're like, how did you get home yourselves? Like, I don't know. I'm going.
I'm pretty tired.
I'm going to take a nap.
Success? Success, guys? hey, I got put in charge of NASA in that scenario. NASA is a bad hiring
agency.
Like, agency if they're getting just us.
I was like also your reference situation. For that as well.
Were you and Zoe building a block tower?
No, me and you. It was the same day.
Jackson, they say you use me as a reference. Yeah, just say, yeah, I'm great and whatever.
Yeah, he's great and whatever.
Yeah, all right, hi.
Perfect.
Yeah, all right, we're into it.
Well, just before we go, guys, thanks for listening to our first episode of this season. Just letting you know, this season's going to be a little different. Don't worry, us three will still be around.
We're not leaving you.
We can still be
chuffing off.
We can still be fucking pals. And occasionally, all three of us will be in the room together. But we've also got some new friends we want you to meet. So you're going to be hearing some new voices. It's going to be fucking sick. Don't worry. They're almost as funny as us. Some of them are, I guess.
We're the best. 10 points us.
I mean, they're definitely as funny as us. Let's be serious. Yeah. But they're not as handsome as...
Yes. As you.
Me. But yeah, so just letting you know that things will be a little different, but still
don't
good.
Stress. We'll be around. You'll be getting a whole bunch of rad new shit this year. Get excited, listeners.
And if you have any problems with any of our talent, email us and we'll let them know their shit. Our email address is...
sanspenceradio@gmail.com.
Thanks, Jackson. And
Jump on that hassle.
Thanks for listening, guys. And on that note... I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've been Zoe.
Come to fucking space with me, guys.
Get spaced.
Get spaced.
If you think this show is worth at least a dollar, why not donate to our Patreon account? Follow the links on our website, sanspantsradio.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.